Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. There is one annual art event that screams Minnesota a little louder than the rest. It's the Art Shanty Projects, bringing Minnesota art to the great outdoors. In January, over 60 artists and performers are gearing up for the annual Show on Ice, this year happening over 4 weekends, January 20th to February 11th, on Lake Harriet in Minneapolis. Well, this Saturday, you're invited to join in the excitement build-up to the On Ice Art Shanty Projects launching later this month.
My name is Lacey Perpich-Hedke, and I'm the Artistic Director of Art Shanty Projects.
This project is about as Minnesotan as you can imagine, and the Art Shanty Project kind of brings art to people who maybe aren't going to art galleries.
I think that's one of the things that's appealing about Art Shanty Projects, the On Ice program, is that it's really accessible to people and that you get to interact with artists. There's no pressure to buy anything. Everyone is coming in at the same entry point, so we're all shuffling out onto a frozen lake and then experiencing what all of these performers and artists have dreamed up for us. And so it does feel like it's accessible for people who aren't used to experiencing art with a capital A, who bring their kids out and might not go to see art all the time but are interested. So it's pretty non-threatening.
And you are having a kickoff event. Tell us what's going on this weekend.
We are having a kickoff event at Suvac in uptown Minneapolis, and the public hour is from 7 to 10. It's a good chance to get together and get excited about the art shanty season. People who just can't wait to get on the ice come together. People who have never been but are interested in it come to see the history of art shanty projects. It's curated by one of the founders, David Pittman, and then Jan Altman, who's been really involved. And there will be ephemera from past years. There will be bingo. There will be food and music and a Eastern European dance performance and films from past years. So it's a good chance just to check out what's coming. You can sign up to become a member and support Art Shanty Projects. Sign up to volunteer on the ice. There's plenty of ways to get involved and get excited about it.
Talk a little bit about the process of becoming involved, the criteria, and how does that work?
We make it really easy and accessible for artists. So it's a free application. We send out a call in the summer, and we don't ask for a resume. We don't ask for work samples from past shows. We just put out there that we have a stipend for artists, and we ask them to submit an idea of something that would be interactive and engaging with this year really large audiences we're expecting, since we coincide with the Super Bowl and it's the first time in Minneapolis. And then there's a jury that will select performances, and then we work with artists leading up to being on the ice to make sure that they have the resources that they need. We connect them with any free resources or donations that we come across. We do shanty visits to make sure that they're feeling okay about their building process and where they're at, and then answer all sorts of questions like, does a human-sized hamster wheel need a dark house permit on the ice?
Do people build them on the ice, or are they bringing them fully created out there?
People have been working on their shanties for months, so most people have a build space or are building in their garage, and then people will be bringing them in various stages of completion out onto the lake, and a lot of people will build them in their build space, take them apart, transport them to the ice, and rebuild them on the ice.
Aha. Well, this is so exciting to have an art show outside in the winter. What is the reception or the response?
Overwhelmingly one of joy. It comes at a time when the holidays are over. There's still some winter to look forward to. It's a good excuse to get out and interact with really unique and quirky art experiences. And just that feeling of wonder when you walk about 1,000 feet out onto the ice. It really does become this little community.
Information and links to the kickoff event and the Art Shanty Projects is online at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.